Florida's recent voting history is less than stellar. From confusing or muddled instructions on where to vote, to the flawed voter purge a few years ago, to the now notoriously long lines in the Capitol, exercising the right to choose new leadership has become a bit complicated. Monet Holder, legislative and policy director for the Florida New Majority, says enough is enough.
Today, Florida voters of color are more vulnerable than ever, and the need to protect the fundamental right to vote is more urgent.
A study released by the U.S. Government Accountability Office in 2014 shows a direct correlation between voter ID laws and minority turnout. Democratic Senator Oscar Brainin is well aware of the issues and says the 2012 election illustrates the problems.
Deseline Victor was 100 years old, or 99 years old. I think she's 100 now. And she waited 4 hours in line. And we all know why she waited 4 hours in line. We all know that she waited 4 hours in line because of things that we did in this legislature that made it harder for people to vote.
That was the theme, a profound disappointment in the legislature and a determination to do better. The Florida legislature revised the state's voting rights issues in 2013 in an attempt to fix the problems that plagued the 2012 presidential election cycle. The Democrats are promoting a set of bills that would require local election supervisors to provide more advance notice of polling locations and restrict partisan legislative changes to state voting laws. Or, as Brainin summarized,
we're just saying if you're going to change anything dealing with voting, it has to be for a good reason.
Democratic Representative Joe Geller expanded upon the transparency aspect of the bills.
Some of the things that the coalition has supported that we signed up for here are making sure that supervisors provide information in a timely fashion and put it on the website. How simple is that?
There's also a provision in one of the bills requiring private spaces which become polling locations during elections to become temporary public spaces, which would allow them to be better managed. Again, Geller.
So for you to say, oh, the voters can come in here, but we're not going to let anybody onto our property that we don't feel like, we're not going to let you have contact with these voters to help them if they need assistance, that's unacceptable.
It's unlikely the proposals will get through the legislature. Lawmakers have already approved one change, pushing back the state's primary date. Florida will vote again next spring in the 2016 presidential election. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.